Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. One of the things that I want to embody in 2020 is staying in my own lane. And I wrote an Instagram post about things that I'm kind of playing with. And they're things like staying firmly in my own lane with some serious blinders on, prosperity and success on my terms, which I spoke about in a previous episode, remaining open to opportunity and being brave enough to say fuck yeah if it feels good, more of the cool shit I've worked on this year, so maybe another round of frequency, more of the podcast advisory work I've been doing with big brands and producing fucking cool content with them, perhaps a retreat or two, more public speaking, way more podcasting, look out, there's more coming your way, and collaboration with Epic Humans. And, you know, this year, or sorry, 2019 was such a year of contrast. It started off really hard and it ended on a high. And I really want to carry that on into this year. But one of the things was really, I really want to stay in my lane this year. And on that post, one of my beautiful friends, Emma Kempnich, asked me, well, she basically said it would be interesting to see what staying in your lane looks like for you. And for me, it's not necessarily about putting the blinders on and not consuming other people's stuff and, you know, not being triggered by them or anything like that, or like making sure that I'm exactly on message and I'm just staying in that lane. It's not about that. For me, staying in my lane is about not allowing external stuff to derail me. So in the past, I've been very easily dissuaded from something with a little bad feedback. In fact, frequency, it happened in frequency. I've had 22 clients working with me in this capacity, and I received an email from one person and it just totally derailed me. I felt like a failure. I felt like I had let them down, and I took it all on board very, very intensely. And what I wasn't taking into consideration is there are 21 other people, hopefully, that have been really happy. And maybe it wasn't actually anything to do with me and what I had created. So those kind of like small knocks can completely derail me, and they make me question what I'm doing. And often they completely derail me, and I will never offer that thing again. I'll never do that thing again because it didn't work out and somebody didn't like it. But what that means is I don't know, you guys miss out when I do that. I miss out when I do that because I actually love running frequency. I love the connections that I've made with all of the women that I've worked with over the past 6 months. Like, it's incredible work. I fucking love it. And to allow it to be derailed due to external stuff, just it's not what I'm here for this year. Because when I do that, I stop myself from moving forward. So the other thing that totally derails me is when there's a lack or a perceived lack of interest in something that I put out there. It can be very easy for me to fall back into, oh, well, this is a failure, no one wants it, you know, into that rejection piece that I have from all of the things that I've offered that no one have taken up. And I've made it mean something personal about me. So staying in my lane means not being derailed by a perceived lack of interest, but powering on anyway. And this was highlighted to me with frequency, right? Because if you were listening back when that was going on, I had launched it and I had a couple of people interested, but I didn't think it was going to go ahead. I honestly was like, what is going on here? I feel like I've got so much to offer here and no one is jumping on. What is it, the marketing? Is it the way I'm messaging? Like, what is it? Is it me? And I was like, no, I'm not going to make this mean anything. I'm just going to see it through until the end. Because so often I will get to that point and I'll be like, nobody wants it anyway. Okay, I'll just run and hide. But I had committed to seeing it all the way through. And what happened? I filled two masterminds. So the lesson there is to not allow yourself to be derailed when things aren't reaching your expectations. You just don't know where they will end up if you stay committed and just see it out. And if even if you get to the end and nothing happens, that's okay. You get to try it again if you want to, and if not, then just pack it to the side and move on, knowing that you did the best you could. So that is a big one for me, is that not being perceived or not being swayed by a perceived lack of interest. The other thing about staying in my lane is making sure that I'm doing things the ways that feel good for me, or in ways that feel good for me. Not buying into the idea that I'm getting things wrong or I'm doing them incorrectly, but instead really staying in the place of, this feels good. I'm going to do it my way. And even if other people think it's crazy, I'm just going to give it a go. And if it doesn't work, it's not a I told you so thing, right? Like, it doesn't have the energy of the I told you so energy stuff, right? Like, maybe this is just me. Maybe it's a childhood thing. But my dad is often right. When I've made a mistake, he's had a warning for me. And so I've made that mean, when I make a mistake, the warning was there and I didn't listen, so I told you so kind of stuff. But I'm pretty sure other people would relate to that feeling, right? That feeling of you getting it wrong, doing it wrong, doing it in a way that it's about shoulds. It's really about shoulds. It's about doing ways in ways that you think you should rather than what feel good for you. And you know that I'm all about doing things not for the should, but for feeling good. So making sure that that continues in 2020. For me, it's basically about steering clear of external pressures. For I feel external pressure really heavily, which is why I'll often only run a program once, because there's this invisible external pressure for it to be the same again. And when it's not, it's like something about me, you know? So often I'll just run a program once, and I've made that wrong. I've made that mean that, you know, like some stories about this, I can't stick to anything, I'm sabotaging myself. But what if doing it that way is actually honoring my creativity? And that is the way I'm meant to work. So if it feels good, I'll run something again. Maybe I'll make a few small tweaks to make it feel better for me. But I'm not going to just like punch shit out because it's there and I can just do it again. I want to honor that flow. I want to honor that creativity. And that external pressure can feel really real to me. External pressure to succeed, external pressure to deliver, external pressure to live up to people's expectations, external pressures even to live up to my own expectations. Those own expectations are often not an internal pressure. It's an external pressure. It's about conditioning. And that comes externally, right? So sometimes our own internal expectations aren't actually even our own internal expectations. They're expectations from the outside, expectations, external expectations. It's outside of. So basically making sure that I'm just staying in my lane, playing my own game, keeping it fun and light. That is what staying in my lane means to me. So I wanted to share this because after I wrote a little bit of a response to M asking me what that might look like, I responded with some of that stuff, right? Staying in my own lane is about not allowing external stuff to derail me. It's about not being swayed by a perceived lack of interest. It's about not buying into ideas of my way being wrong or doing things in the way I think I should. and it's basically steering clear of external pressures, which can feel really real to me, just playing my own game, keeping it fun and light and very me. And M had replied, I think that's a good reminder for all of us. So here I am, reminding you all to stay in your own lane, to keep things fun and light and feel good, and to not subscribe to the rules. I'd written in this post, rules are for fools. And I don't mean that literally because, I mean, rules are there to help us out, right? But when we start to swallow them without questioning them, when we start to just accept that that's the way things are done, that's not where anything great happens. It's when we're innovating, when we're coming from a place of curiosity, testing boundaries, experimenting, that is when the magic shit happens. So maybe invite a little of that in for this year. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.